Paul, how do you assess that evening for your side?
Good night, great night for us. See so many young lads playing the game in such a good manner. It was terrific. I felt we had the best chances in the game. I didn't think we were under any great pressure in the game. That's a great learning curve. Great for all the young lads making the debut. Unfortunately, we got out of the competition and it allows us to concentrate on our league campaign and now the FA Cup watch we're in. But I think for our travelling supporters tonight, who were again excellent, great numbers travelled, I think they'll have enjoyed watching the young lads play.
Ultimately, was it those missed chances in the first half that cost you?
Yeah, we had good chances, we really did, but that's the game. You know, that's a full-strength Exeter team our young boys have played against and didn't do themselves any harm at all.
You mentioned the youngsters. Didn't seem overawed by the occasion tonight.
No, really great credit to Kells and everyone at the academy, seeing the development of young players come through. You know, in Webster's close chat, we all know how good they are, but there's other lads out there tonight who've done really, really well. So, really good night for everyone who's played. Disappointed, as always, to go out the competition. But I think when we're looking towards our league campaign now, it allows us to concentrate on the biggest prize of all.
Brandon Joseph Buwadi, just unfortunate, instinctively stuck his arm out and ended up conceding a penalty.
I don't think it's a pen. I genuinely don't. I think if you're going to give penalties for that, we'll be giving penalties every single time. Some of the grappling in the box and the pulling back, to be penalties. I think the young lad's done well on his debut. He's done really, really well. And the referee should be a bit bright in that, but that's footy. Them decisions go against you sometimes.
The likes of Ben Close and Connor Chaplin and Adam Webster almost seem to stand up as the senior statesmen of the side tonight.
Which is good for us as a club. You know, the team was picked for a specific reason and I thought they were excellent tonight. I really, really did. I think for our travelling support, they can go home in great heart knowing that the undercurrent of young players at our club is certainly very good.
And obviously it's going to be difficult to break into your first team because you have got a very strong side. But have the youngsters shown you tonight that perhaps maybe if you pick up one or two injuries, there are people ready to step in?
I think without any shadow of a doubt, there's a pathway into our team for everybody. Do you know, tonight it's just like everything. It's part of your football education. You know, we've got players in Webster at the minute who look such good players, it's untrue. So we're all pleased with how the season's going. You know, we're disappointed to be out the competition tonight, but it was a good learning curve for our young lads.
And great that you've been able to give these people this opportunity, but obviously, Football League rules state in theory you'd be fine. Do you think those rules are unfair and incorrect?
Well, you can tell by me to team selection what I think of the rules, can't you? So I think that's just not a valid question to me.
Okay.
I think if you look at our team selection in the Capital One Cup, we made the same amount of changes. So as a club, I think we should be allowed to pick exactly what team we deem right for our competition. We haven't disrespected any competitions. We've done our best in them all. And we go out to the competition in what I think is the right spirit.
And an impressive night. And some have stood up. And the kind of performances tonight that there might be some clubs who would be interested in taking some of your youngsters on loan. Is that now an option without the midweek games coming up?
I think there's a thought process in everything we do. I think it was a perfect opportunity for our lads to showcase themselves and how good they are. A lot of these lads will have bright futures in the game. How do you get a football education without playing football? So I think our team selections have been correct in all the competitions we've played. We've obviously got our main focus on our main target now. And I think the Football League, in general, govern the game like they should, which is in the correct way. And I think clubs try and pick teams like we should, which is the correct way.
Final few, obviously, transfer window closed tonight. No more permanent signings. You're happy with this squad now?
I'm always happy, mate. Just keep going. With a club in progress, the loan window opens in a very short time, so maybe we'll be able to go back into the market then. I think we're an actively working club, which is exactly the type of club you want to be at.
Final one from me, there was a link with you potentially looking at Wes Thomas, who's gone elsewhere today. Was there any truth in those rumours?
How many rumours do you want me to ask me about?
Just that one.
We were interested in Luis Suarez at Barcelona, but he went to Barcelona. Come on. Listen, we've been after a lot of players. Unfortunately, we haven't got any over the line. We're not going to start naming players.